Blog Talk Radio.
Bound. I am Brother Grant, and I want to welcome you to Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today's teaching is Are You Heaven Bound? Oneness with God. So this is our part 20 of our Come Holy Spirit series, and I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to help you and I learn successful Christian lives. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. And application is the key to our ministry. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. This year, we're on a path to know and come to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 20th teaching in our series, Come Holy Spirit. We're teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Today, the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in and through us. Now, we've used the internet resources to look at how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in different versions of the Bible. So for you data miners or those impressed by numbers, just please note that we are aware there is no perfect way to translate words from one language to the other, that is, Hebrew and Greek. Therefore, the number of times a word is listed in a version of the Bible may vary. According to internet resources, Holy Spirit is mentioned 381 times in the King James Version of the Bible, 386 times in the New International Version of the Bible, 388 times in the American Standard Version of the Bible, and 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. From our brief data review, we can see that the person of the Holy Spirit has a prominent role in the Bible, and there is some consistency in different versions of the Bible. The Holy Spirit is mentioned a high of 381 times, that is, He's a low of 381 times and a high of 394 times. Friends, we provide Bible data just so we can tickle your spirit and have a little fun. Now that you've had a little introduction to fun, let's talk about Church Lady Ministries. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, and all donations to the ministry are tax-deductible. This ministry is good soil to sow your seeds of giving to help us teach the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. I want to give you a brief overview of our story. So listeners, don't be confused. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is, the majority of the people we minister to are men. At Artist Oliver, the church lady has been involved in street ministry to homeless people for many years. The name Church Lady was given to Pastor Artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. We are called to present the good news of salvation. And what we do, in part, when we go to a mission, is we provide soap, and salvation. Because we have to help the people, feeding them, giving them hygiene kits, and providing them with good word. Because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our church lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and is an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to teach on Bible topics and spiritual matters. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her whole lively Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, we serve the less fortunate, and the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's called us to preach the gospel, to heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. So we serve homeless men as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter. Minister Artis Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Her favorite Bible teacher is Joyce Myers, and she always says, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a great Bible teacher just like Joyce Myers." So the good news of salvation and how to live an overcoming Christian life is our ministry mantle. Now, on your computer screen, you will note clip art of images of heaven that you will find information on how to contact us. So we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner, and you can partner with us to help serve the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month for those that can call and help us teach and preach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time, and we will send you a ministry partner package. So now, let's join our church lady for today's teaching. And this evening, we're going to continue to look at the topic of, oneness with God. Now, the church lady is teaching. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
I'm so glad to hear that. How's the weather down there in L.A.?
Quite warm.
Well, it's 74 here in Tacoma, and the sun is shining, and so we're having absolutely lovely summer weather. Well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you guys doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about heaven. Did you know that there are a lot of people who think they're going to heaven because their names are on the church rolls? However, that is not biblically accurate. The Bible says those who have their names written in the book of life are going to heaven. Interesting. Today, we are going to be teaching on oneness of God. The life that we live when we are heaven bound. Oneness with God. Our foundation scriptures can be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. And that's in the NIV. It reads like this: "There is one body and one spirit, just as you are called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism." And our secondary scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, NIV, which reads, "But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit." Today we're talking about oneness with God. The backstory is that the Holy Spirit is at work in the book of Ephesians. He is revealed in ministries through the believers. In chapter 1, verse 13, we learn that the Holy Spirit seals believers. That is, you and me. The Bible says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed. There are many believers who have been baptized, which means their conversion experience has occurred. However, they have not had the fuller experience of the Holy Spirit. Just like on the day of Pentecost, the fullness will come for us. Pentecost is the Christian festival celebrating the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples after Jesus ascended to heaven. Pentecost is available to you and to me. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, the Apostle Paul is at Ephesus, where he finds some disciples, that is, he finds some people who were followers of Christ. He asks them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, and I paraphrase, who is he? But there might be some of you out there who are saying, who is he? The Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father, and he is available to help us believers to live lives that are pleasing unto the Lord. Amen? Now, the Bible says that there is one body and one spirit. Today, we're talking about oneness with God. Oneness with God starts with us, not other people. The Apostle Paul tells us there are five things that we must do as believers to keep oneness with God. He tells us to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Now, in order to do this, we must have a foundation of love. That is love that is not self-seeking. Did you know non-believers call us out on this one? They know the church folks do not get along, and we are the first to go out and to try to minister a love that we don't have one for another to the unbelievers. Now, the apostle tells us that we are to bear with one another with love. That means that we're to put up with each other's mess. Ooh, that hits home. Hey, this is not my strong suit. That is, I do not do mess well. Okay, so I said that we must have a foundation of love and learn to put up with mess. So what does this look like in everyday life? First, we start by being patient. One definition of the word patient is waiting calmly for however long is needed. The expanded definition of the word patient includes bearing or enduring pain, trouble, without complaining or losing self-control. Refusing to be provoked or angered, as by an insult. Calmly tolerating delay, confusion, inefficiency. Able to wait calmly for something desired. We're talking about patience now. We're talking about oneness with God. Now, from actual life experience and from the Bible, we know one of two things will happen in our lives to develop patience. The Spirit of God will change the person or the situation, or he will change us. So in those situations where there's some difficulty, the situation will change, the person will change, or we will change. Now, along with patience, God asks us to be gentle. He's not asking us to be a doormat. To the contrary, God is asking us to show strength under control, to be calm and peaceful in adversarial atmospheres. He's asking us not to lead by our emotions or our flesh. for example, when we use wisdom to approach adversarial situation, anger will disperse and people will calm down as a result of our gentleness. And then we are being asked, God is asking us to be humble. Charles Spurgeon said that humility is, I accept you as you are because I need you to accept me as I am. The behaviors that the apostle describes are a blueprint for us to be one with each other and one with the Lord. So he says that we should be patient. He says that we should be gentle. He says that we should be humble. All based on the foundation of love. We're talking about oneness with God. God is moving by his Spirit. And you and I are invited to be one with him. In order to be on his team, we must play by his rules. God is Spirit. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, we learn that God is really spirit, and that his worshipers, that's us, that we must worship in spirit and in truth. For us to obtain a spiritual end, this is very important. For us to obtain a spiritual end, we must engage in spiritual means. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And what are the spiritual means? The spiritual means are Bible study, prayer, and worship. That's how we become one with God. Now, God wants to have us live in partnership, in oneness with him and with each other. There is one Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has a specific role in each of our lives. He convicts us of sin, draws us to Jesus, and guides us in serving God. We were spiritually dead until God, by his Spirit, entered into our bodies. The Holy Spirit saves us and gives us life. The Apostle Paul said that we have one hope. That our hope is in the return of Jesus Christ. The promise of Christ to return is our hope. Hope is about a future event. It is about something that will happen. Until Jesus arrives, we are to live in a hope of his return. God wants us to live with an expectancy of Jesus' return. We have one Lord, Jesus Christ. Lord refers to the position of ruler or master. So that means that Jesus is the ruler or the master of our lives. Christ is our Messiah, the anointed one. In the first century, the Romans tolerated other religions. When Rome conquered a nation, they embraced other gods. They even built places to house the other gods. The Romans, however, had a problem with Jesus because he claimed to be God. The God of gods. Many Christians were exterminated for refusing to serve the gods of Rome. That is where we probably get the saying, Jesus is either Lord of all or not at all. That is, Jesus is either Lord of all or not of all. We have one faith. Our truth is Jesus is the Messiah, born of a virgin, sent by the Father, suffered, died on the cross for forgiveness of sin. We are received by grace through faith into salvation. When we are baptized, we enter into the spiritual conversion. The Bible tells us that we go through three baptisms. The first is a public baptism by water. The second is a spiritual baptism when the Holy Spirit enters a believer and seals him or her until the day of salvation. And the third is a baptism of fire. Fire either purifies or destroys. In this case, fire gets rid of impurities, foreign objects. Fire frees us from moral or spiritual defilement. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 13, we learn, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." So we are all saved by the same Holy Spirit. All believers are members of the body of Christ. We all have been baptized into the body of Christ through salvation. It is not the water that baptizes us. It is the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God who draws us. It is the Spirit of God who brings us into salvation. The sequence in which we receive the three baptisms varies from person to person. Some of us are baptized in water and then later filled with the Spirit and baptized by fire. Earlier in this lesson, we learned that the Christians at Ephesus, when they were greeted by the Apostle Paul, and he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not heard that there is a Holy Spirit." That's found in Acts 19:2. And after they said, "No, we have not even heard that there's a Holy Spirit," Paul laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesy. Today we're talking about oneness with God. Oneness with God. Our foundation scriptures are found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Ephesians says, "There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called to one hope when we were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism." And Corinthians says, "But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit." Beloved, we get to choose to be one with Christ. Like John the Baptist, we choose to decrease so that he can increase. It's a choice. Being one with God is not being God. It is being in step with God, like members of a marching band. In a marching band, all the members are moving in correct direction based on the song and the dance routine. Some marching bands are carrying flags. Some marching band members, are carrying flags. Some are carrying instruments, or some are dancing. But they all are going in the correct direction. Oneness with God has a purpose. Oneness with God has a direction. And the purpose and the direction is to worship God and to build up the saints and to minister to unbelievers. Service is the power tool of the faith. Service to each other and to non-believers is the work of those who are one with God. Jesus said to his disciples, now this is good. Jesus said to his disciples, and you and I were disciples. Jesus said to his disciples, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Now this love is not what we say, but it's who we are and what we do in reference to others. Jesus said the world will know us if we behave lovingly toward one another. So that means that there's no room for unkind words, jealousy, bad mouthing, gossip, all of which destroy unity, destroy oneness. Christian love is sacrificial love. This love provides for the best interest of others. The standard is the love of Jesus. Oneness is the desire of Jesus, as exampled in the prayer he prayed for all believers, which is found in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 21. Jesus said, "I pray they will be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me." Here, Jesus is praying for us to be spiritually one with him and God. In summary, today we've looked at the revelation of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the believers. We have learned that the Holy Spirit seals believers. He baptizes us with water, his fire, and his spirit. The Holy Spirit makes us one with each other and one with God. In being with God, in being one with God, we have unity with each other. The foundation of our unity is love. Non-believers, according to Scripture, should know us by the love we have one for another. Charles Spurgeon said, "Humility is, I accept you just as you are, because I need you to accept me just as I am." Maybe we can paraphrase a little here by saying, "I love you just as you are, because I need you to love me just as I am." God is spirit. He has invited you and me to worship him in spirit and in truth. For you and me to obtain a spiritual end, we must engage in spiritual means, such as Bible study, prayer, and worship. We have hope because of Jesus Christ and his promised return. We have one Lord, Jesus Christ. That means that we choose to live a life in which he is our ruler and master. We are united with the Lord and one with him in spirit. Oneness with God has a purpose. The purpose is to worship God, to build the saints, and to minister the good news of the gospel to unbelievers. Service out of love for God is the power tool of the faith. Service to believers and non-believers is our witness, because they will know us by the love we have one for another. Oneness with God is a desire of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who prayed for each of us. His prayer for us is found in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 21. Jesus said, "I pray that they all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And they may be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me." In concluding, Jesus wants us to be one with the Father, just as he and the Father are one. Today we're talking about oneness with God. This is an opportunity for you and me to look at our lives and to make a decision to decrease and live out our lives to please God. Maya Angelou said, when we know better, we do better. Beloved, join me in learning to do better. We cannot do better on our own, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, he will teach us how to do better. In closing, I'd like to say a special prayer for you. Lord, we desire to grow in service to believers and non-believers in a bond of love and unity. Today we pray that we will be one, just as you and Jesus are one, so that the world will believe that you sent your only Son, Jesus, to save all mankind. Amen. Now it's time to close our program. I have enjoyed our time together. And let's go back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant? Brother Grant?
Yes!
Before let's go back to Brother Grant.
And Brother Grant is here.
Okay.
Before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. And so the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So this was our 20th teaching in the series titled Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us and you can follow us on social media if you like. Our social media information is as follows. You can go into the blogtalkradio.com archives and look up Church Lady Now. And then you can go and see our almost 90 shows that we have done. You can also go to Facebook, and Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries is on Facebook. You can inbox us, like us, and follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So that's churchladyministries@gmail.com. So thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. Please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives. And remember, you can become a ministry partner by calling us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information, because our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life. So please share with us and share our information with a friend, because we invite you for next Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time for Church Lady Now. So thank you for joining us today. So this is Brother Grant saying have a blessed day. When Jesus wore.